boys here on Horace Early Breakfast. Now, here we go. They're in the room. Are you guys ready? There's enthusiastic nodding, some nerves. I'm Jenny Faulkner. I'll be back tomorrow morning, 4 till 6.30. For now, though, the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden is on the way. First, though, it's 6.30. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Simon Williams. 750,000 Liverpool fans have taken to the streets of the city. From Global's newsroom, here up to date on Heart.
This is Heart from Global.
Oh my goodness.
This is the all new Heart Breakfast with me, Jamie Theakston.
And me, Amanda Holden. Oh my goodness. This has felt like I'm giving birth. It's been so long.
It's great to be here on Heart, and we're so grateful you're starting your day with us. Okay, we're ready?
I'm well. Press some buttons, Jamie.
What does this one do?
With Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden is on now. The all new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. This is Heart.
I've heard that.
He's another JT. Do you ever get confused with him, JT?
When we dance? No. It's the all-new Heart Breakfast Show with Jamie and Amanda. Some things are going to sound a little bit different this morning, but we'll still be playing the songs we know you love. We've got some Tom Walker on the way. 6.38.
Don't give up your day job, Jamie.
Laura's our first caller of the day. Morning, Laura.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Amanda.
Good morning,
you?
Laura. We're fantastic.
Good.
How are you?
I'm really good. How are you?
I love that you've gone up like three octaves.
Well, listen, Laura, we are super excited that you're our first caller of the day.
Oh, thank you. I'm very excited. And I'll tell you why. You'll never guess where I'm off to right this very second.
Disneyland.
No,
great. Is this a game?
Oh, no. Even better than both of those combined.
Go on.
I'm actually on my way to the airport. So I'm getting married on Saturday. And I know, isn't that
Oh, I love a wedding. But,
oh, well, I'm also going to love my dad, because I'm actually on the way to the airport right now to pick up my mum. I didn't even think she was going to be able to come to the wedding. She lived in Australia, and on Wednesday, she called me and said, what are you doing? Well, I'm getting ready for the wedding, I guess. She said, well, only if you can fit in a jet to the airport.
Oh, so no.
Sorry, I know I'm so sorry.
Oh, no. It's so expensive, isn't it, to fly?
Yeah, I didn't think she was going to be able to make it. We come to terms with it. We got a little plan for FaceTime during the ceremony and stuff. And she just surprised me. I can't believe I'm getting a bit emotional about it.
I'm getting emotional about it. How exciting. Have you got a name board? Are you going to run into her arms?
I'll just be there. As soon as she gets off the plane, I'll be jumping on the plane before I even get a chance. I'll be twice on my way through security.
I remember when we got my wife and her mum had a big falling out before we got married. They hadn't spoken for a year or so. And then, but then she came to the wedding.
Awful woman.
Horrible woman. Yeah, ruined it.
Honestly, it just totally surprised me. That's why I'm talking so fast. I just needed to tell someone.
We are thrilled for you. Will you send your mum the very best and good luck for the big day?
Will.
Laura,
thanks
for being our first caller of the day. It's the all-new Heart Breakfast Show with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. Here's Tom Walker.
Let's get drunk. I'll pull my heart up to my mouth. Yeah, one step at a time. Just you and I.
Jamie and Amanda here with you. That's Tom Walker, 6.43.
The all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
If you're tuning in this morning, thank you so much for putting up with us. It's very early.
No complaints so far.
No complaints. We've actually had some really lovely messages. I've got one here from Natalie in Oxford. She says, I've just pulled an all-nighter cramming in revision for exams today. Jamie and Amanda are pulling me through, although I'm wickedly unprepared and know nothing about the periodic table. Lol. Mm. I mean, what is that? Is that like she counts something every 28 days like the rest? What is that?
I think that's probably more science.
I love that she's put lol like we all know. She's loving the tunes and day one of the brand new show. She says she's going to be tuning in every day. That's her and my mum.
Good for her.
That's two people. Brilliant.
Keep your messages coming in, please, to 82122. I've got another message here from someone you might recognise, Amanda.
Oh. Oh!
Good morning, Amanda. Good morning, Jamie. Congratulations on your first new, brand new show together. I know it's going to be absolutely amazing. Amanda, you're going to breeze this. The only person
Leisha.
I know that doesn't need much sleep and is still like a machine. Just don't be naughty, don't be cheeky, keep it clean.
Oh dear, I think I've already let myself down.
Early in the morning. Love you guys, really happy for both of you. Wishing you the most fabulous year and start to your show. Lots and lots and lots and lots of love.
Oh, Alicia, my TV wife. Doesn't she look gorgeous?
Doesn't she?
She's the only woman I know that can carry off a, like a minuscule dress with a huge big bump.
We'll be talking more Britain's Got Talent a little bit later on in the show. Also, we're going to be creating radio history by giving you the chance to win more money than ever before. It's the biggest game we've ever played on Heart. It's called Jamie and Amanda's 2 Million in the Music, and it starts this morning at 8.
Heart Breakfast. With TalkTalk. Surf and stream with fast, reliable fibre broadband that won't break the bank. Heart Travel. With FOW.co.uk. 60 years of hassle-free car shopping made easy.
Simon, what's the latest?
Not looking too bad so far this morning. Just a couple of problems in Manchester. Swinton, the A6 Manchester Road, that's closed off in both directions because of a burst water main near the junction with Holloway. Heart Travel, I'm Simon Williams.
The all-new Heart Breakfast.
With Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
This
is Heart.
In these walls are the stories that I can't explain.
Story of my life. Good morning, this is all new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and me, Amanda Holden.
It is 6:53, Monday the 3rd of June. Now, you might know her from one of the Pussycat Dolls, you'll know her from Strictly. You will now know her as the all new Heart Breakfast showbiz correspondent, Ashley Roberts.
You guys are sounding amazing.
Oh, Ashley, thank you so much. Ashley. It's great to have you with us.
The Heart Showbiz Home. With Ashley Roberts.
Literally hours to go now until the fifth season of Love Island starts. The last series was the most popular program in ITV2's history with 4.3 million of us watching the final. We know dancer Curtis Pritchard and Tyson Fury's brother Tommy are among the boys coupling up tonight. Elton John and Taron Egerton have both taken to social media to criticize Russia for cutting out loads of scenes out of Rocket Man. The movie's now open worldwide, but Russian censors have taken out around 5 minutes of love scenes. Whoa! Speaking to us at the premiere, Elton said there was only one rule for making a movie of his life.
If you're going to make a film about your life, don't sweep anything under the carpet. Be as honest as you possibly can about everything, because that's how it was.
And an 89-year-old Chelsea pensioner has won Britain's Got Talent. Colin Thackeray beat Magician X in a show that had 3 million votes cast. That's your latest showbiz. For more, check out heart.co.uk or Global Player. More in an hour.
Oh, Ashley.
Amanda, you looked fantastic last night at
BGT
Final.
Thank you. Those flowers, what do you call it? Decolletage. What do you call it?
Decolletage?
Yeah.
Or is that a painting technique?
Origami of the breast area. I was wearing that.
I liked it. I think we liked it.
Thanks.
It's 6:55. We'll have more showbiz in an hour.
I won't wear makeup on Thursday.
Jess Glynn on Heart Breakfast. Nice to have you company this morning. 6:58.
The all-new Heart Breakfast.
With Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
Now, this is very important. Do not go anywhere, because this morning we are creating radio history with our brand new game. It's called Jamie and Amanda's 2 Million in the Music. And it is the most money we have ever given away on Heart. That's a million each, Jamie. One for you, one for me. You could be a winner at 8 o'clock. Got to stay tuned.
Heart Breakfast.
With TalkTalk. Keeping game.
This is Heart. latest news next.
On your radio, on Global Player, and here.
Play Heart.
This is Heart. It's just gone 7 o'clock. Here's the latest. From Global's newsroom, I'm Simon Williams. 750,000 fans have lined the streets of Liverpool to welcome their Champions League winning team. Different arteries, which leads to a greater risk of heart attacks and strokes.
This is Heart. Get the latest weather updates for the Northwest at heart.co.uk.
A dry day with some sunny spells and highs of 19 degrees. The rain will return tonight and linger into tomorrow morning, though. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
This is Heart from Global.
Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
Well, good morning. It's your new Heart Breakfast with me, Jamie Theakston.
And me, Amanda Holden. And gosh, I'm so excited to be here this morning.
We've been waiting so long.
Stumbling
this
around.
Day. So it's great to have you with us. Okay, let's do this. Are you ready, Amanda?
Well, I'm half ready.
Avicii.
I've had 3 hours sleep.
Waking you up next. It's 7:04.
First,
with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
This is Heart.
Love that song. Calvin Harris and Rag and Bowman. Giant. It's 11 minutes past 7. It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. Good to have your company this morning.
It's really good. We've had some brilliant texts. We've had this one. It hasn't given a name. I don't blame them because I'm going to name and shame them. It says, hi there. I didn't get to watch BGT Live. Why? And I'm currently watching on catch-up. It's like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, you're watching the telly, and you're listening to Heart, and you're texting us. That's no one in my family is even that keen.
That's properly multitasking.
It's properly.
It is 11 minutes past 7. Which means it's time for the birthday game. I'm playing this morning is Mared. Morning, Mared.
Morning, Jay. Morning, Amanda. How
morning,
are you?
Morning, lovely.
How's your Monday so far?
Yeah, it's going great, thank you. I've got up early getting ready for work. You guys are getting me through it.
Well, that's nice to know. Okay, here's how the birthday game works. It's pretty straightforward.
Is it birthday with an F or a TH, Jamie?
But F. We're going to have to change that. I'm going to give you a name of a celebrity celebrating their birthday today, and you guys just have to guess how old they are. Really, it's as simple as that. So, for instance, if I said Michelle Keegan is celebrating her birthday today, used to be in Corrie, I believe.
Lovely actress, very pretty. Married to Mark Wright.
That's the one.
I would say...
How old would do you think that Michelle Keegan is today? Starting with you, Mared.
I don't know, I'm going to have to guess she's in her 30s. I'm going to go with 31.
31, that's a spot on, good start.
Oh.
Straight out the blocks, no messing.
Oh, I'm good.
What about Rafael Nadal? He's won Wimbledon a couple of times. Rumoured to have been married at the weekend.
Really?
Yeah, it was tennis.
Well, he's still young enough to keep playing, isn't he? His knees haven't gone, his hips haven't gone. He's got married. I'm going to say...
Lovely service.
Oh, what? I'm going to say Rafael Nadal is 36.
36.
Oh. These noises follow me around everywhere.
They do, don't they?
I'm
going to...
Is that 30?
30. Rafael's 32 today.
Oh, he's still a baby.
What about, this is interesting, the bikini.
Who?
The bikini.
Oh, my old friend, the bikini.
Created quite a stir, apparently, although that had nothing on a disgusted nation losing their minds over Amanda's outfits. But the bikini was displayed in Paris in this year on this day. How old's the bikini?
I'm going to say it's definitely around in the 1930s, 39.
It's
1939.
How old is the bikini?
Oh, I can't do the maths on that. I've got grade 5 CSE. Someone else do the maths.
What do you think? Right, how old's the bikini?
82.
Not bad. The bikini's 73.
Was I right, though? Did anyone do the maths?
No. That's way beyond all of our pay grades here.
Sorry.
What about we've got time for one more. Kate Wright. Kate Wright from Towie, not related to Mark Wright.
27.
Is
she?
27,
is she? 26.
Oh, hang on. No, not 26. Sorry, wrong button.
Jamie.
She's not 27.
In 13 years, you still can't press these buttons.
And she's not 26. She's 28 today.
Oh, lovely. Happy birthday,
happy
Kate
birthday to
Wright.
Kate Wright. Marin, thank you so much for coming on this morning. We'll send you a birthday cake just for coming on and playing.
Well, it's not my birthday, but thank you.
I love cake on any occasion. Cheesy DJs that kind of link songs to everything, but I'm really glad that we're not falling to pieces just yet, Jamie.
Yeah, it's early days.
The all-new Heart's Breakfast with Jamie Thigston and Amanda Holden.
It's only 17 minutes past seven. It's
we're
the all-new
well.
Heart Breakfast with Jamie Thigston and Amanda Holden, and this morning we are creating radio history by giving you the chance to win more money than ever before. It's all happening at 8 o'clock. It's going to be massive. It's quite simply the biggest game we've ever played on Heart. It's called Jamie and Amanda's 2 Million in the Music. Your chance to win your share of £2 million, and it starts at 8.
Heart Breakfast. With TalkTalk, you switch.
You're waking up with the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Thigston and Amanda Holden. Good to have you with us. It is Monday, the 3rd of June. The US President Donald Trump starts a 3-day state visit to the UK today. Good morning, the Donald.
Do you think he's listening, Jamie?
Yeah, of course he's listening. He'll be listening to the Beast.
On the app, on the plane.
He'll be tuned in on the Beast as we speak. 750,000 Liverpool fans packed into the city centre last night for the Champions League trophy parade. There'll be a few sore heads up there.
But as an Evertonian, you know, all I'm thinking of is all those doors and the windows and the curtains and everything that was shut.
Firmly shut.
The Toffees did not want to know about that.
The new series of Love Island kicks off tonight. We'll talk about that a bit more later. And kids head back to school after the half-term
break
today.
I'm hoping that Chris has got my girls in the car because it's nearly 7:30. And that is when we leave. So, honestly, I'm still in the house, guys.
Thanks for all your messages. 8:21:22. Keep them coming this morning. We've got one in from Andy the Veg Man. Morning, guys. Great start to the show. Looking forward to listening over the next few days. Best of luck. And you might recognize this lady.
Hey, Jamie and Amanda, it's Taylor Swift. I just wanted to say congratulations on your new show. Oh, it's going to be amazing.
You are so connected.
I just know it.
There we go, Taylor Swift.
Jamie, how did you get that?
No problem at all.
Is she, like, in your phone?
Oh, yeah. Another like me. I
know that I'm a Taylor Swift. I'm a bit starstruck that she sent us the message.
Yeah, she's a big fan.
She is a big fan. If you want to see her message, you can have a look on This Is Heart, our Instagram account. This is your new breakfast show with Jamie Thigston and me, Amanda Holden.
Jamie and Amanda's Wake Up and Win.
So, time to wake up and win £2,000. This is really simple. Here's how it works. You come on in, we'll give you a letter. You'll then have 30 seconds to give us 10 things that start with that letter. So, for instance, I mean, if the letter was C and I said a country, you would say...
gosh, Czechoslovakia.
Formally.
What do you mean, formally?
Boy's name?
Chris.
An animal.
A cat.
There you go. It's hard.
I'm done. I've peaked.
If you would like to play, you could be winning £2,000. That's coming up after the headlines. At 7:30, here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Simon Williams.
This is the all-new Heart's Breakfast with Jamie Thigston and Amanda Holden. And this afternoon from 4.
Adam Whale.
Getting you home.
Hey, it's Adam Whale. I'm the new boy, and I'll be with you from 4 till 7 p.m. across the Northwest. Loads of feel-good tunes, the biggest prizes, and of course, lots of laughs. Well, I can't promise you lots, but tune in. This is Heart's.
Everything sounds so much better in Spanish.
That's true, actually.
Justin Bieber on Heart, thank you so much for joining us this morning. It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Thigston and Amanda Holden.
Jamie and Amanda's Wake Up and Win.
Okay, it's time for Wake Up and Win. Your chance to wake up and win a massive £2,000 and randomly selected to play then this morning is Jennifer. Morning, Jennifer.
Morning, Jamie. Morning, Amanda.
Morning, darling.
Oh,
thank you.
It's great to have you with us, Jennifer.
It's great to be on.
£2,000 is a lot of money.
It certainly is.
It'll
go towards a nice golfing holiday with a girl. That would in Portugal.
Oh, loving
golf.
That.
I was always a bit rubbish at golf, although somebody said I had a lovely swing.
I bet they did.
When I had a practice.
Yeah, I bet they did. I'm sure they're probably standing behind you as well.
They were, Jennifer. Is that like a thing then?
It happens to me all the time.
Well, listen, Jennifer, here's how to play. We're going to give you a letter. You will then have 30 seconds to give us 10 correct things that start with that letter, okay?
Yeah.
If you do, you and the ladies will be off to Portugal to play golf.
Ooh.
If you fail, you will still win our pair of hot breakfast slippers just for coming on and playing.
Happy days.
Happy days. You can wear them around the golf course. They're quite sturdy.
Well, yeah.
Jennifer, are you ready to wake up and win the £2,000?
I'm ready.
Your letter is B.
For bingo.
Okay.
And
okay.
Your 30 seconds starts now. A food.
Fred.
A boy's name.
Ben.
Something you see at the beach.
People.
A film.
Beach. Ben,
TV show.
Fruit life.
A country.
Ben. No, that's not contestant. Belgium.
A sport.
Basketball.
A band or artist.
Buzzards.
We're out of time.
Oh,
what was that last one? Buzzards?
Busted.
Oh,
yeah, Busted's good. Busted's absolutely
Busted
good.
Busted are a great band.
I'm afraid we didn't get the full 10 there, Jennifer.
No, close, but nice to go.
They were tripped. Well, you got 8.
Yeah.
You did so well, and you still got a lovely pair of sturdy slippers to go around that golf course on.
What more can you want?
Exactly. What more could a girl want?
Thanks for coming on and playing, Jennifer.
Thank you.
Thank you, darling.
It's not easy, is it, when the pressure's on? If you think you can do better and win the £2,000, text WIN to 82122 now. You have until 8 o'clock to enter. You have to be 18 or over. You're playing on the Heart Network and digital, and all the other rules are at heart.co.uk.
Jamie and Amanda's Wake Up and Win.
Time now, 7:37. Make sure you're listening at 8 o'clock this morning, because that's when we'll be announcing the name of the artist that could win you your share of £2 million. That's on the way.
I close my eyes and I can see.
Can hear you all in your cars singing that song. Yeah. I'm still not over it. I love The Greatest Showman. What a great song for your Monday morning. Thank you so much for joining us. It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
The all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
It's 20 to 8 on the way.
I can't get used to that red light thing. You can hear me when the red light's on, can't you?
Trust me, you will. David Walliams is going to be our special guest. You know him.
Oh, David, what a good boy for getting up this morning.
He's going to be coming on after 8 o'clock this morning. And also, don't forget, after 8, Jamie and Amanda's 2 million in the music. We'll be creating radio history by revealing the artist that could win you that huge amount of cash.
Heart Breakfast.
That's one to get you out of the house this morning. Jess Glynn, 7:48.
I love your time checks. I like the speaking clock, Jamie.
Thanks very much. That's why I'm here. It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. Before we go any further, is my outfit too revealing? I don't want to
I can see your collarbone.
I don't want to...
Oh, I don't know.
We don't want to get Ofcom involved in this show. Ashley Roberts is here!
Ashley Roberts is here!
Can I just, before we go on to the show business, what kind of person complains to Ofcom about a grown woman's dress? What kind
I
of
don't
person?
Know. Quite an old grown woman as well.
What do those people have? What have they, or more importantly, haven't they complained about in the past? You know what I mean? What kind of person does that?
I know. I was disappointed this year. I had a lot less than last year. I obviously a lot more demure. Gutting for me.
Anyway, Ashley's here with the showbiz.
The Heart Showbiz Hall.
More than 2 million of us are expected to be tuning in tonight to watch the new series of Love Island. Last year's final was the most popular show ever on ITV2. And we know this year's contestants include a ballroom dancer, a pharmacist, and a boxer. It's official. We have a new Batman, and he's a Brit. Everyone's favorite sparkly vampire, Robert Pattinson, is confirmed to take over the role from Ben Affleck.
Oh, I didn't know.
Yeah, nearly a decade after the release of Twilight. The movie's set for release in 2 years' time. And at the start of Pride Week, Taron Egerton has criticized Russia for cutting out loads of his love scenes in the new Rocketman movie. He plays Elton John in the biopic, which shows the singer falling in love with his manager, John Reed. And Taron told us he just wanted to tell Elton's story as it really happened.
I think that's how filmmaking should be, without agenda other than creating something brave, bold, and entertaining and hopefully moving.
Amen, Taron. That's your latest showbiz. For more, check out heart.co.uk or Global Player. More in an hour. Amanda?
Oh, I'll tell you what. I've got something. This is, I mean, I haven't told anyone this. So I'm just going to share it between the three of us.
I'm excited.
Well, I was right in the middle of doing something for QVC, and I got a call from my people saying, listen, you need to quickly put yourself on tape to play Elton John's mother in the new movie Rocketman. No. And I was like, you are kidding me.
Sheila.
So I got the script on my phone, and Mikey, my hairdresser, pulled out a brown wig, obviously to put me in disguise and make me look like much more of an actress. And I shoved on this wig and put myself on tape and sent it to Dexter Fletcher. How embarrassing is
so
that?
You could have been Elton's mum.
There was no chance of me ever getting the part. Because who did it? Some huge American...
Bryce Dallas.
Yeah, you see?
Thanks for that, Ashley. It's 7:51. This world can hurt you.
It does break, though, doesn't it? I mean, you can drop cups, plates.
Yeah, but nothing breaks like a heart.
I suppose. There's no emotion in a broken plate.
7:54.
The all-new Heart Breakfast. With Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
So it's Monday the 3rd of June. Your kids head back to school after the half-term break. Today, exams resume for many. Ooh. Good luck if you've got exams today. Love Island is back on our screens tonight. And we are just moments away from revealing the name of the artist that could win your share of £2 million. We're creating radio history by giving you the chance to win more money than we have ever, ever given away before. And it only happens right here on Heart Breakfast in Jamie and Amanda's £2 million in the Music.
And we've got David Walliams coming. He is in the building. Do you know how I know?
How do you know?
All the donuts have disappeared.
Heart Breakfast.
From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
This is Heart. From Global. Jamie. And Amanda's. Two million.
In the music. Good morning.
Oh my goodness, good morning.
Wow, I've had a lovely text from my sister Debbie.
Oh yeah, how's Debbie getting
on? Well, Debbie's good. She's setting up Glastonbury. She's in the middle of a field in a caravan. I think she's literally the only one there.
Wow, single-handed.
Yes, she's very strong. We're all strong women in our family, as you might tell. She's just said, I can't believe I'm more excited about listening to you, my sister, than any of the bands that are coming down to Glastonbury this year.
Well, it's good to have you with us, Debbie.
It is.
8:21:22 with all your text messages, and we are now launching our brand new show by creating radio history, giving you the chance to win more money than ever before in our incredible game, Jamie and Amanda's £2 million in the Music, because we have a massive £2 million to win right throughout the summer. It's the most money we've ever given away, and you could win your share of it every day right here on Heart Breakfast.
And here's how it works. Every morning at 8 o'clock, we're going to give you the name of an artist. We'll tell you how much money you can win, and then whenever that artist plays on Heart between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon, you text in to just try and win the money. So, let's find out who today's £2 million in the Music artist is. Are you ready? Are you ready, Jamie?
I'm ready.
Are you ready? Here we go.
It's Bruno Mars.
Whoa.
You know who you're listening out for. Bruno Mars is the artist. Now let's find out how much it is worth, because whenever Bruno Mars plays on Heart today, you can win... wowzers.
£20,000?! £20,000! That life-changing amount of money!
That is
that coming straight out of your pocket?
Straight out of my pocket.
Oh,
in
Jamie, you're so generous.
Tennis.
What a wonderful generous...
It's the least I could do.
Oh, so whenever Bruno Mars plays on Heart today, you can win a whopping £20,000. And we guarantee that you will hear him at least once on Heart Breakfast this morning.
When Bruno Mars plays between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon, text the word MUSIC to 82122. Text costs £1.50 plus your standard network rate. Once the song starts, you'll have 10 minutes to enter. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged. You must be 18 or over to play this Heart Network game. All the rules are at heart.co.uk. Remember, we guarantee at least one winner on Heart Breakfast this morning. So keep listening for Bruno Mars and get ready to text the word MUSIC to 82122. You could be a huge £20,000 richer.
Jamie and Amanda's 2 million.
In the music.
Jamie thinks that Amanda Holden here on the all-new Heart Breakfast. So moments ago, we revealed that today's artist is Bruno Mars. Could be winning you your share of that £2 million. Could be winning you £20,000 this morning. Make sure you've got your phone ready, because we guarantee Bruno Mars will play at least once on Heart Breakfast this morning. He could play at any time. So it was the finals of Britain's Got Talent last night. Amanda, of course, was there looking resplendent, and alongside her was David Walliams. He's here in the studio.
Good morning.
David, thank you for getting up as early as me, nearly.
It's wonderful to be here on your very first day as a national show. I'm going to see if I can take it off the air immediately.
You just need to show us part of your man boobs.
Oh, dear.
Hopefully that will just... well, it's like Ofcom. Have we seen his? Have you seen mine?
Do you make of all the fuss about Amanda's outfits on the show, David? Is that... do you think it's justified? Or do you think it's weird that people... well, things that people find offence in these days?
Well, I think she looks beautiful every time. I think people like having something to complain about. I think there's bigger things going on in the world. In fact, there's bigger breasts out there as well. So, I mean...
absolutely.
I don't get it. But there you go. There's always someone who's unhappy about something in this modern age, isn't there?
So, obviously, it was the final last night.
Did you watch it?
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
Jamie, did you? I thought you were in bed.
No. I watched it. I love it. I was a bit... I'm, along with David, I'm a massive fan of the primary school. His name escapes me. Forgive me.
Blake Fleet Primary School.
And I just get teary whenever I see them. And I get a little bit emotional. So I was disappointed not to see them in the final.
They were in the final. They weren't in the top three. But they did brilliantly well. I mean, everyone who got to that final has done amazingly, haven't they? And they've been watched by millions of people. And now, hopefully, they can do whatever they want with their life.
Sure. And it doesn't matter if they don't win. Because it's always life-changing. Something brilliant always happens to guests on our show.
Right.
All the way.
What do we make of the winner? Do we think he was a deserved winner? Was that right decision made?
You know, and actually a bit of a landslide. I don't know if you saw, but he got sort of.
I think we had 3 million votes. And I think I was told he got nearly half.
Ah, well, there we are.
Who did you talk to?
I looked it online and it definitely said 25%.
Do you think there might have been, because it was obviously just all tied in with the sort of 75th anniversary of D-Day, do you think that had something to do with his success? Or?
Yeah, I mean, of course, because he's there representing kind of all soldiers, isn't he, in a way, because he's there in his uniform and there's other soldiers there. But at the same time, the guy... you know, it is very nice to hear him sing, he's a very sweet guy. And the whole idea of the show is that the public get to choose the winner.
Exactly.
So the public chose the winner.
Yeah, and it's perfect for the Royal Variety. I mean, the Queen doesn't always go anymore, so I'm wondering who's going to be there this year.
Everyone talks about the Queen. Oh, I'd love to perform in front of the Queen. But I hosted the last Royal Variety performance that the Queen will ever attend, because I think after I hosted it, she'll be like, never again. She is never coming back to the Royal Variety. So if it's Charles or Williams or Harry, good luck.
David Walliams, our first ever guest here on the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda. I don't want to be alone tonight. That's Sam Smith. Smith. It's Monday, June the 3rd. As the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda. David Williams is here.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Just calm down. Exciting. All right.
The Spice Girls might be playing stadiums throughout the summer, but David Williams will be on his very own arena tour towards the end of the year.
That's right. My book, Grandpa's Great Escape, is coming to arenas around the country this Christmas.
So what does that actually mean as such?
It means that there's a theatre show in an arena, Jamie. It's not art.
What did you think? Me?
What does that mean? There's a show on.
Is it you?
I've never been out before.
Is it
you reading the book? Or is it?
No, it's not me reading the book. It's a theatrical adaptation.
Gotcha.
That's going to be in arenas. And the reason it's going to be in arenas is because it's going to be on a huge scale.
And it's very popular, obviously.
Are you familiar with the story?
Yeah, of course. About Grandpa Dad who relived in the Spitfire.
That's your pricey of the story.
How much do you want?
Grandpa who lived in the Spitfire. It's about a World War II RAF hero who's now elderly and he's becoming forgetful and he thinks he's back in World War II. And he gets sent to an old people's home and he plans a kind of daring escape, like the Great Escape. Yeah. And part of the story is stealing a Spitfire from the Imperial War Museum. So we are going to have a life-size Spitfire. And the other thing is, in the Imperial War Museum, he smashes through the wall using a World War I tank, which we're also going to have. So we want it to be a huge family spectacular.
That's fantastic. And didn't you meet... Is this how you met Colin Thackeray, our winner of Britain's Got Talent?
I met Colin Thackeray, who's the winner of Britain's Got Talent, which is a TV show that me and Amanda are on.
That's it, I'm next to Amanda.
Because we're both still on television. And so I went to the Royal Hospital, Chelsea, because I was doing some research, because that was actually it's not the wrong book. That's for the Ice Monster.
But you were going with it.
Part of that, I know, I've just completely forgot. Because part of, I'm very early.
You do so many
it's
of
very
them.
Early.
I mean, David, what was the easiest book for you to write?
Well, I think sometimes when you don't know what you're doing, it sort of flows a bit more because you're not contriving anything. And I think the Boy in the Dress, which was the first book, I just kind of wrote it. I didn't really have any sense of who I was writing for or anything, and so it just flowed.
Mm. Okay.
Daughter's favourite was Awful Auntie. It's the first time she's actually sat down and properly read a book, and you couldn't get her away from it.
It's 8:15 on the all-new Heart Breakfast Day. Will you stick around for a little longer? We've got a,
well, a little longer, right, yes.
It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. It's coming up to 8:18. David Williams, our special guest, telling us all about the Grandpa's Great Escape live arena tour.
The all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
We have had some lovely messages. There's one for you, David.
Really?
It says, I love David. He is hilarious. He's making me lol on my way to work. Laughing, crying face. Lucy in Stockport.
Oh, Lucy in Stockport. She's always been my one and only fan.
You guys still keep in touch?
Yes, we do.
She's got to fill a whole arena. And look, this is lovely. I'm loving this. Good morning, Amanda and Jamie. Love the show. It's always been my dream to wake up with Amanda, and now I can do it every morning. Great tunes to keep us truckers going.
You're big with truckers. He always has been. You see her at truck stop, signing autographs, doing selfies.
Keep your messages coming in. 8:21:22. This has just come in.
Hi, it's Keith Lemon here, going makeup free. As you can see, I haven't got much eyebrows. They draw them on for telly because I've got very translucent eyebrows. Anyway, I'd just like to wish Jamie and Amanda all the best for their brand new national breakfast show. Very exciting times. Can't wait to come in and see you guys. Just don't book that ghost lady from Britain's Got Talent, because Amanda might say, oh, she was scared. Can't wait to see you guys. All best. Good luck with your business.
Cheers, Keith. Keith's going to be our special guest. Right here this week on London's Heart Breakfast. The Haunting, yeah, we should have. I think
he's on tomorrow.
Is he on tomorrow?
Yeah, he's on tomorrow, yeah, absolutely.
Keith Lemon's our special guest.
Never want to see the lady from The Haunting ever again.
Heart Breakfast.
8:26, news headlines on the way. It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. David Williams is here.
Thank you. All right, calm down.
And it's time to play Jamie and Amanda's No Holding Back.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for No Holding Back.
5 seconds.
seconds, three categories. You just have to shout out the first thing that comes into your head.
Oh, my goodness. With you two, this might be a terrible idea.
I mean, there's no filter. There's no delay on this, is there?
Okay, Amanda.
Apologise in advance.
You're up first, Amanda.
Okay.
So, three things you do in the bar.
Front crawl, fall asleep, and then wake up before you drown.
Oh, yeah. That's not bad.
Bizarre. How big is her bar? She's paid too much money.
It's like a sheep dip.
That's more like it.
Okay, David, that's the kind of thing. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. What do I win?
Just the
my old banana that I've only eaten half of.
Right, this old banana.
Oh.
Three celebrities you can't stand.
Oh, that's not fair. But Nigel Farage, Boris Johnson, Donald Trump.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Three terrible racists.
Okay. That's David's opinion, in case their lawyers are listening.
Other opinions are available.
Okay, Amanda, you ready?
Yes.
Three things in your bag.
David Williams, Alicia Dixon, and Simon Cowell, in case I meet somebody talented and I need their advice.
In your bag.
I've got a huge handbag.
She's lost her mind.
David, three foods you simply can't get enough of.
Custard tarts, custard creams, and custard. I love anything. I have one more time. I love anything custard based.
And you know that more than anybody.
Okay.
Is that the time already?
Oh, okay, we've got time for one more. Amanda, three things you just simply cannot live without.
Your heart, your lungs, and my hair straighteners.
There we go. That's a good one. We're out of time, sadly.
What is the point of this game?
It means that you can come in and promote your new Grandpa's Great Escape Live Arena tour.
Well, I'm all for it then.
Tickets go on sale tomorrow, I believe.
Yes. All you need to do is go to grandpasgreatescapelive.co.uk.
That's right. Can I go now?
David, it's been
lovely.
Before you do, though, I have one final treat for you. I have the brand new Freya Ridings here, which we've never played before on Heart. Do you want to give it a listen?
Well, I'd like that more than anything. Thing, Jamie.
With custard.
Song. Thanks, guys. Loving the new show, too. That's from Megan. David was a ledge, she says. It's good, that, isn't it? The new one from Freya Ridings.
I love her.
Castles. It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. It is now 8:31. Here's the latest.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Simon Williams. 750,000 Liverpool fans.
If you're tuning in this morning, thank you so much. It's lovely to have you. You are listening to the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
And Amanda Holden. Hey, that was good, that.
I did it good, didn't I?
Thank you so much for spending your morning with us this morning. The kids are back to school after half term. The new series of Love Island starts tonight. Is that going to be on in the Holden household?
Do you know what? I mean, it's terrible for me to say this. I've never seen a single episode of it.
Well, tonight's tonight.
But last year, Jamie, a bloke called Chris Hughes won, I think. My own husband is called Chris Hughes.
He share the same name, yeah.
Yeah, so.
Did that cause any confusion?
Well, not confusion, just joy for Chris, because I think the Chris Hughes from last year often talked about a sizable part of his body.
Right, okay, we don't need to.
There was lots of headlines, right, so Chris copy and pasted them all.
Gotcha, yeah.
Popped them all over his WhatsApp group.
Well, if you've got broad shoulders like that, you've got to share them, haven't you? It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
Heart Breakfast.
With Talk Talk.
Listening to Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden on Heart. We're really thrilled that you're tuning in. Let us know what you think. You can text us this morning. We're going to read some stuff out.
I noticed, Ashley, you were quite getting into Rihanna then. Did there?
I love that song.
With the Pussycat Dolls and Rihanna, did they ever cross over? Was there you guys where you played together at
Rihanna
all?
Rihanna opened up for us, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine that. She opened up our show way back in the day, SOS days, and then she just exploded. So, well done,
so
Rihanna.
You knew her before.
I did.
What was she like?
She was really fun, actually. Played a lot of, like, tricks and stuff.
8:48, time for some showbiz news.
The Heart Showbiz Hub with Ashley Roberts.
The woman behind Fleabag and Killing Eve has promised to make the new James Bond movie more female-friendly. Phoebe Waller-Bridge says even if 007 himself is not exactly a feminist, the storyline can be. Love that. The 25th movie in the series is due out early next year. And the countdown is on ahead of Love Island Season 5 tonight. More than 4 million of us tuned in for last year's final, making it the most watched ITV show ever. Voiceover man Ian Sterling's told us we've got a lot to look forward to.
I know the people that work on that show, they're more excited than ever. I know the people that cast it, they're more excited than ever. I know I'm going to try my best to be witty and funny all the way through as well, my one-liners. So I think you've got a lot to look forward to. If you're a Love Island fan, this is 100% your type.
That's your latest showbiz. For more, check out heart.co.uk or Global Player. More in an hour.
So will you be watching Love Island tonight? Are you a big Love Island fan?
I've been going back and forth about this. I might.
I think you have to now. Don't it? It's something you can't avoid it anymore.
This is true.
I feel like we're going to have to because you're going to have to know all about it. I'm going to have to be down with the kids. Don't you think it sounds good having an American accent doing the showbiz news?
Yeah.
Because she sounds, you sound like E. It's like
I
so
sound
good.
Like E. Yeah.
I will have more from Ashley in an hour. Lewis Capaldi on the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda. I'm going on during this time. I feel there's no way. Thanks for listening this morning. Really means a lot to us. Jamie and Amanda here on the all-new Heart Breakfast. That was Lewis Capaldi. He's announced he's going to be performing at Glastonbury in the summer. 8:53.
Jamie and Amanda's two million.
In the music. Our brand new show by creating radio history and giving you the chance to win more money than ever before in our incredible game, Jamie and Amanda's 2 million in the music. We have a massive £2 million to win right throughout the summer. It's simply the most money we have ever given away, and you can win your share of it every day right here on Heart Breakfast.
Earlier, we revealed today's 2 million in the music artist is Bruno Mars. And whenever Bruno Mars plays on Heart today, you can win a huge £20,000.
So we will say hello, Senga Duncan. Morning.
Hi, Jamie. Hi, Amanda. Congratulations on your new show.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Senga. Thank you for listening.
It's been brilliant.
That's very kind. What would you spend the £20,000 on if you were to win?
Well, we're in the middle of doing our house up.
I love a house renovation.
So a new kitchen, definitely.
Right. Are you much of a cook?
I'm okay. Don't enjoy it, but I'm okay.
But if you had a new kitchen, that might improve things, do you think?
Oh, definitely. I've got to get one of those islands.
Oh, an island. Nice. Oh, yeah, because then you can double it up as a little breakfast bar.
Yes, definitely.
Senga, what have you got to tell us?
I heard Bruno Mars, who's absolutely amazing concert, by the way.
You've just won £20,000!
Oh, my God, you're kidding me.
No, I'm not kidding you!
Yes,
no way!
Yes! There's lots of zeros in that! That's a lot of money!
Oh, my goodness! Thank you so much!
Oh, you'll be able to have that island, you'll be able to go to an island!
Oh, my God, I can't believe it!
Senga, well done! How's it feel?
Oh, my God, I'm shaking!
I can hear it in your voice. Oh, bless you.
Don't you start crying.
Don't
set
you
us all
start
off.
Me off.
Oh, I'm in tears already.
Oh, bless you. Oh, sick. I want to come and give you a massive cuddle. I'm coming. I'm downing tools and I'm coming to you now.
Oh, and you looked absolutely amazing last night, Amanda.
Oh, bless you.
Again, you always
thank
do.
You. Thank you.
Well done, Senga.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There we go. We just made Senga a huge £20,000 richer, and that could be you next, because we're playing Jamie and Amanda's 2 million in the music all day on Heart, and we're guaranteeing there will be more winners. When Bruno Mars plays between now and 4 o'clock this afternoon, text the word MUSIC to 82122. Text costs £1.50 plus your standard network rate. Once the song starts, you'll have 10 minutes to enter. If you text after that, you won't be entered, but you may still be charged. You must be 18 or over to play this Heart Network game. All the rules are at heart.co.uk. Keep listening for Bruno Mars and get ready to text the word MUSIC to 82122. You could be a huge £20,000 richer.
Jamie and Amanda's 2 million. In the music.
Hot Breakfast.
Rain will return overnight, though, and linger into tomorrow. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date on Hot.
This is Hot.
Good morning.
Hot Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, this is the all-new Hot Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and me, Amanda Holden.
We are playing Jamie and Amanda's 2 Million in the Music this morning. You're listening out for Bruno Mars. £20,000 he's worth.
That's such a lot of money.
Isn't it? We are so excited that you're here with us this morning. Are you ready?
Nearly.
Let's go.
Hot Breakfast with Jamie and Amanda.
Ed Sheeran next.
This is Hot.
Big winner this morning, that was Senga. That could be you next. Make sure you've got your phone ready, because whenever Bruno Mars plays between now and four, you could win a massive £20,000 in Jamie and Amanda's 2 million in the music. 9 minutes past nine, it's Years and Years, Shine.
I remember us alone, waiting for the light to go. Don't you feel that hunger?
Now, some things will sound a little bit different, but we will be playing the songs we know you love. No time tunnel this morning, but make sure you check out the Feel Good 5 with Pandora every morning at 11.
The all-new Hot Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden.
So, we've had some lovely messages. I mean, there's one from my mum that says she's too frightened to go to the loo. She doesn't want to miss anything.
Right.
Does that count? And some Deck have sent me some lovely flowers, Jamie.
Okay.
Thank you for yours as well.
Yeah, that's mine on the way. Yeah, that's good, right.
And Izzy and Jen have said, welcome to Heart Breakfast, Jamie and Amanda. They are enjoying every bit of it and they're happy to wake up to our voices every day. Thank you, Jen and Izzy.
16 minutes past nine, US President Donald Trump has arrived. He's here for a three-day official state visit. He has landed at Stansted Airport.
Do you know what? I'm going to put it on the record. No offence to anybody that works at Stansted. It's the worst blinking airport in the country, I think.
But why is it? Is he flying Jet 2? What's he doing flying into Stansted?
He's flying Ryanair. Wouldn't that be brilliant if he flew in on them? 3 hours it took me to get through the line last year.
Oh, I'm sensing the rent.
And then, you know, you can't go through the iris, the eye thing, because all my children at the time were underage.
Will he do that, do you think, Trump?
Do you think he'll go through the iris eye thing?
I know there's a Wetherspoons, and it's the Monday Club. We've got a couple of specials on, so that might be where he's headed.
He might stop off.
Hot Breakfast.
It's the all-new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. It is Monday morning. It was quite nice to have a normal weekend for once, wouldn't it? After all them bank holiday weekends, just a traditional two-day off, start work again as a
standard. Speak for yourself.
Nothing was
traditional about my weekend.
That's true.
We've had some amazing messages. It's been brilliant, actually, this morning. Really lovely and positive, unless they're filtering them. Anyway.
If you don't want to know the answer, don't ask the question.
Just don't scroll down. That's going to be the title of my new book. How is Amanda so awake and chirpy after her late last night? Loved you on BGT Final last night. To sound this awake, I reckon you've either had a huge coffee or a Prosecco. Either one is fine. We're not going to judge. That's from Kelly.
Max says, I like this one, he says, life is like underwear, change is good. I'm loving the new show.
Thank you, Max.
Change can be hard at first, but I know this is going to be the start of a beautiful relationship. Keep those messages coming in, by the way, 82122. Oh, look who it is!
Hi, Jamie and Amanda, it's Rita Ora here. I just want to say congratulations on your new show. You're going to be great. I can't wait to come in and have some fun with you.
Wow.
You are so connected, Jamie.
I don't know where they come from, this thing. Anyway, keep them coming. All your messages will get all the news headlines as well right after this from Rita on London's Heart Breakfast.
Tell me, baby, what we
gone. Oh, she's gorgeous, but I can never say her name, really.
Ariana Grande.
I love that song. You're listening to...
Imagine you're ordering a coffee.
I'll have an Ariana Grande, please. No, it's because I normally have a cappuccino.
Put it this way. If she's in, I'll introduce her, yeah?
Okay, fantastic. This is your new Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and me, Amanda Holden, in case you haven't guessed.
Ashley Roberts is here with us throughout the morning with the showbiz. Ash, thank you so much for coming in this morning. How's your first show been? Have you enjoyed yourself?
I'm loving it. All the adrenaline and the butterflies, I'm digging it.
The Heart Showbiz Hub with Ashley Roberts.
Love Island Season 5 kicks off tonight, and it's expected more than 2 million people will tune in.
It's made household names of presenter Caroline Flack and voiceover man Ian Sterling. There it is. Hello.
So a lot of people come up to me and go, oh, I love it, and I've never seen it. And I go, all right, I didn't say anything to you, but fine. And then they'll go, but can you do my answer machine, please?
And it's official. We have a new Batman, and he's a Brit. Everyone's favorite sparkly vampire, Robert Pattinson, is confirmed to take over the role from Ben Affleck. It's nearly a decade after the release of Twilight, but Rob told us there's a theme to all the roles he picks.
But I mean, it's funny. People always say, oh, you're doing different stuff now. But even with Twilight, I feel like even those stories are really weird. I feel like I've basically done weird stuff.
That's your latest showbiz. For more, check out heart.co.uk or Global Player. Who's your favorite Batman?
Well, I'm old school because I liked the one that was off the telly.
Adam West.
Was that not his character name?
No, I think that was the actor.
He's the person.
I think he was the guy. Unfortunately, I think he passed away not long ago. But I would say if it was me, I'd go Christian Bale.
I'm a Michael Keaton fan.
Oh, yeah.
Not Val Kilmer, not George Clooney. The Robert Pattinson thing I quite like because, of course, he was a vampire and he's about to turn into a bat. So that's his
theme.
With Talk Talk.
It's 9:47. It's Heart Breakfast with Jamie Theakston and Amanda Holden. Welcome to Monday. And if you're a Liverpool fan, I'll try and talk quietly. What with that head of yours?
Jamie and Amanda's
by creating radio history and giving you the chance to win more money than ever before in our incredible new game, Jamie and Amanda's 2 million in the music.
Yes, we have a massive £2 million to win throughout the summer. It is the most money that we've ever given away. And you can win your share of it every day right here on Heart Breakfast. Earlier, we revealed that today's 2 million in the music artist is Bruno Mars. So whenever Bruno Mars plays on Heart today, you can win a huge £20,000.
Morning, Nikki.
Oh, morning, Jamie. Morning, Amanda.
You're in Rayleigh, is that right?
That's right, yes.
And what will you be doing today in Rayleigh, Nikki?
I've just dropped my children off and then I'm going into work for a little while. I've got a teacher training day today, so I shall go into work later.
What do you do then, Nikki?
I'm a receptionist in a school.
Ah, brilliant. So they're training the teachers the day before they go back, just to make sure everyone's...
Yeah.
It's a little bit close to the knuckles, isn't it?
How does it feel to be back after half term?
A little bit disappointed. I've had a really nice half term, but that's fine. I like my job, it'll be good to get back tomorrow.
Now, what do you need the money for right now, Nikki?
I moved into my property about 2 years ago, and I don't have an awful lot of money. It's just me and my two children, and it'd be really nice to sort of decorate the house and maybe have a holiday or something.
Oh, brilliant.
I haven't had one for a long, long time.
Where do you fancy going?
Oh, my dream would be Antigua, but I've never been to Italy, and I think that would be quite nice.
Yeah, you don't want to go to Antigua. Piers Morgan goes to Antigua. You don't want to go there.
No. So
you'd like to go to Antigua, but Antigua would be the dream. Let's aim high here, Nikki.
Oh, okay.
So you'll be able to treat those girls of yours and yourself, hopefully.
Yeah. I mean, I always put them first, so it'd be nice to treat myself.
Oh, just bless you. Just the ones.
So, Nikki, what have you got to tell us?
I heard Bruno Mars playing.
You have just won £20,000!
Woo!
No, it's that simple!
Oh my god!
How about that?
Amazing! I can't believe it.
Oh, bless you. It's just so simple. I don't think anyone can ever believe it when it happens. Did you think you would ever be one of those people that would win anything, Nikki?
Never. It's just not my luck, really.
Nikki, you've got a real problem now because you're going to go to Italy, spend on a house. Could I go to Antigua?
Oh, God, I need to get over it first.
Won't that be fantastic news to tell those girls of yours when they get back from school tonight?
Oh, no, it'd be amazing. Thank you so much.
It's been lovely meeting you this morning, Nikki. Enjoy it, won't you?
Oh, will do. Thank you ever so much.
Brilliant.
Thanks, Nikki.
Have a brilliant day. Bye,
love. Thank you. Bye.
There we go. We just made Nikki £20,000 richer.
Oh, isn't it brilliant listening to their reaction? It's just brilliant.
That could be you next, because we're playing Jamie and Amanda's 2 million in the music all day on Heart with Pandora and Matt Wilkinson. And we guarantee there will be more £20,000 winners before 4 o'clock this afternoon. So keep listening.
Jamie and Amanda's 2 million
in the music.